Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Can deaf and hearing impaired people of color break into television? You're about to meet someone bent on just that, Jade Bryan, and she joins me next. Up north we go for our second half hour as Discovery Canada prepares to deliver its first scripted series, Frontier. That series portrays the fur trade of the 1700s, and it starts on Sunday night. Netflix will take Frontier beyond Canada next year before the series begins its second season. Co-creators Rob and Peter Blackie head our way from Newfoundland later in this hour. Also add Simpsons 30, Netflix breaks into X1, multicultural sizzle reel, and the list move forward in our up segment, and the answer to this week's Peanuts trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Delighted to have you with us as we wrap up Friday afternoon. Get ready for your weekend. We're with you an hour later than normal, and we think we have some wonderful guests to make this hour worth your very while. And we invite you to be part of the program all about television. How do you do that? You raise your voice and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway, or catch us across the country, around the world, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room for you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will get you on the air. Because, of course, what you say matters. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people will be live with you. Jade Bryant will be live with us here in New York after these news notes. The Simpsons will see original daylight in 2019, thanks to a 2-year extension of the long-running animated comedy by Fox. Under the deal announced earlier this afternoon, The Simpsons will run at least 30 seasons, and next season will break Gunsmoke's record for most scripted episodes by any series, 635, produced over 2 decades from 1955 to 1975. Keep in mind that during that time, series could do as many as 39-hour or half-hour episodes per year. Anyway, with season 30 in hand, the program, grown from Big X and the Tracy Ullman Show, will have at least 669 episodes to its name. Netflix becomes a TV attraction next week on Comcast cable systems nationwide if they program the X1 interface. Between 8 and 11 million customers, nearly 60% of the cable system-owned subscriber base, get and use X1. Cowan & Company, the investment firm, predicts 4 to 5 million people will take Netflix to $9.99 a month with the interface. Comcast is Netflix's first cable affiliate, and the company is pursuing similar arrangements with other domestic multi-channel providers, has a 4-in-1 overseas with Liberty Global. And HBO pulled the plug on Bill Simmons' weekly talk show Any Given Wednesday early this afternoon. The final episode will run next Wednesday night, 4 months after the program's debut. Simmons, who came over to HBO from ESPN, will develop new programming for HBO's sports unit. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live here in New York, Jade Bryant. Jade, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yes, hello. This is Jade. I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It is a pleasure, Jade. Off my iPad and the phone. So, live, you don't lie now. So, I see my
Absolutely.
Typing in. So, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, Jade. And just to let our viewers know, you are hearing Jade's natural voice. You also may be using a relay system. And this is the first, by the way, for our show. So if you notice any difference in the voice, that is why. Just want to let our listeners know that. Jade, how long have you been making films? And let's start from there.
I've been making movies for 25 years now. 25 passion, long years, sweats and tears. I love it. I'm actually ready to take my work on the next level.
And why do you want to make television series? What kind of television series, if you were given the opportunity to do so, would you like to make?
Okay, since I've been making feature films, documentaries, and shorts, and I've decided to shift my career into television. The only reason why I want to do that is because I want steady work. I don't want to sit down and wait and do the next project. I don't want to do crowdfunding again. You know, so for television, I feel that would be an opportunity for me to open doors, not just for myself, but for that people of color. And, you know, create books. So the kind of content I want to do is dramedy.
How have you explored
drama and sci-fi, crime, solving, and thriller? I have actually have two content right now, two. Mm-hmm. The first one is called The Two Essence, about a mother and daughter relationship, and the second one is called The Innocent Project, about, you know, two women superheroes. You know, in today's television, there's a lot of male superheroes. Why can't we have women to my disabled superheroes who are themselves a person of power? So that's my focus right now. And I've been, you know, submitting my stuff to agents and managers. Now I'm hitting up on the lawyers. Some lawyers who themselves are producers and content creators, showrunners, there are a few of them. Just have I hit up all of them. I don't know who I'm outreaching. I just contact them all. But as a matter of fact, a couple of them contact me and ask for my content. So I'm just waiting to see what happens. This past Monday, I went to some kind of summit for disabled people, deaf, blind, wheelchair, all that. And there were different people who looking to recruit talents or students who will graduate. I'm only interested in hitting up on CV. I don't care about the other stuff. You know, I know what I want. I know what I want with my career. So I submit, and I'm waiting.
It sounds like you've taken a number of key steps: getting an agent, getting a plot together, getting a format together, scripted to do something. Have you approached, given the number of ways you could go to a broadcast network like NBC or ABC, go to a cable network like HBO or Showtime, go to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Vimeo, etc. What steps have you taken to sell your concepts to a studio, any form of television network or service?
Well, you know, the folks say that tend to tell me I need an agent to deal with deaf people. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what I said before. So any time there's an opportunity that I see that presents itself, like when there was a summit, CBS had a booth, and this woman, her position is a Christian.
Acquisition.
Talent to recruit people. So when I contacted her, she gave me her business card, and I contacted her, and I sent my stuff. So she would know who to give my stuff to. And, yes, I'm a member, I'm a subscriber member of IMDb Pro. So with all these industry people were on that list. So what I do, I spent like a week, well, actually 2 weeks lately, looking up who to contact and submit my stuff. I saw Netflix on there. I saw Amazon. But the problem is, some of those people don't have a direct contact. Sometimes that's a general contact information or their address. You know, you want a direct contact, a point of contact person to submit, you know, your stuff. So I've been trying to contact different places, you know, college community agents and managers. Done that so many times. So, I mean, they're not biting. Some of them say, yeah, they're interested. They look at my stuff. But, you know, my goal is to get into the script writing front, which means once you get in the script writing front, yes, that means they can pitch to those networks, those companies. I'm not there yet. You know, they're looking over. And there was this lawyer. I said there were two lawyers who was quite interested in trying to help me. You know, they represent writers like myself. And one of the lawyers asked me to look up contact. You know, people who specialize in like superheroes, like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, those things. I wish to see what type of contact they represent. So I got their contact, the information, and I gave that list to the lawyer. So, So that's why I'm not stopping there. I keep doing it. You know, I mean, I met you at the New York Television Festival. So that's why we're here right now.
I got that. We're speaking with Jay Bryant. She is a deaf, hearing impaired filmmaker who wants to break into television. And it's a very sensitive subject. We're going to get more into that shortly. If you have a question or comment for Jade, she's with us live this half hour here with me in New York on Tomorrow Be Televised. Well, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We have some wonderful episodes coming your way in our regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised next week. Coming up on Monday, we will have a look at a new series premiering Monday night. People Magazine is getting involved with television again through a new series weekly on investigative discovery. It's called, ironically, People Magazine Investigates. We'll have Thomas Cutler, the executive producer. And then we will have the person that made Saved by the Bell and other such shows on NBC, a national phenomenon. Yes, Peter Engel, the executive producer of that series and others, will be my special guest on the second half of the show. He's getting ready to release a new book about his TV career, and we will have him. And yes, he will take your Saved by the Bell questions. Peter Engel, executive producer of Saved by the Bell. Thomas Cutler, executive producer of People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery, premiering Monday night. They're all with us Monday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific here. On Tomorrow Be Televised. Jane, when you were at the New York Television Festival, and before I met you, you were at a panel that was with MTV showcasing shows featuring women, like Nicole Byer, of Lucy Exactly Nicole, who we had on this program about 2 months ago. And you expressed the frustration that on television we don't see deaf, hearing impaired, blind people of color, and especially people of color behind the camera. Why did you express that frustration?
To be honest with you, when I was asking all those questions to
Okay, I'm going to use the interpreter for this one. To be honest with you,
okay, go ahead.
When I was there, I was trying to listen and see what the panel was saying, and I thought of it as an opportunity to take advantage and share my information with them. I really wanted to make a statement instead of asking them, you know, about the deaf talent that is out there. Because really the response I just get is, you know, there was a big girl, Nicole, and, you know, she...
Okay.
She was just making a Nicole was making a general statement. It was loosely based, and what I was talking about was loosely based on Nicole. So the question or statement wasn't directly to her. It was a general question for the panel. But she volunteered because she you know, also identified with that frustration, with that struggle, you know, that the content on TV, generally speaking, does not display, you know, that diversity. So so that was kind of like, we mentioned that was kind of like an issue. That situation is an issue because a deaf person, you know, being involved in TV is not an issue for most, but the people who participated in the audience, like you, and the panel, you know, I think that they were left thinking. So my point of being there at the New York Television Festival was really more of a networking opportunity to express concerns and frustrations. You know, they want diversity, but what I mean by diversity, when I speak of diversity, in my own opinion, is a little bit different, you know, than what other people consider diversity. And I noticed that the panel was mostly white, you know, not black. There are very few. So then where was the diversity in there? So they're like, oh, yes, we are open to content with more diversity, but why are they not accepting it when it is provided? The content is not accepted when it includes more people of color. So then where – and disabilities included. So where is the diversity is my question. I mean –
I want you, Jay, to educate us a little bit, because of all the diversity issues, the situation with deaf and hearing impaired, both in front of and behind the camera, has been very sensitive over the years. It seems to be, for years, it was once in a blue moon that you would see a story on scripted television involving deaf or hearing impaired people. For example, back in the late 1960s, a show called Just for the Defense on ABC, which ran two seasons, it was a legal drama, had the story of a deaf couple that was trying to adopt a baby. A very, very emotional story. In the 1980s, The Equalizer, the show that would live on CBS, had a show by a deaf couple. The deaf woman was played by Cynthia Nixon. Now, of course, you know her from Sex and the City. And there was a controversy at the time about the fact that she was playing a deaf person. Then we had Marlene Manlin, of course, coming off the Oscar for Children of Lesser God, doing Reasonable Doubt for 2 years with Mark Harmon at NBC. And more recently, we've had Switch to Birth, which is going to its final season on Freeform, formerly ABC Family. By the way, it's given ABC Family, it's critically acclaimed. Lizzie White has been on our program, the creator of the show, won the Peabody Award 3 years ago, as I mentioned, going to its final season. Educate us about when producers like yourself, who want to do programming either featuring deaf and hearing impaired people in front of the camera and or have them work behind the camera, what is being said? What is being spoken? Where is the discouragement coming from, or the encouragement, or is there any encouragement coming from? Where do we stand here?
Okay, before I answer, let me educate you a little bit on what, as deaf, we say deaf and hard of hearing people. We do not use the term hearing impaired. We are not broken. We don't need fixing. You know, we are fine. So we prefer the terms deaf or hard of hearing, not hearing impaired. So you can throw that word out. Throw it out the window.
Done deal.
Okay. All right. Deaf or hard of hearing. Okay. Now, you asked me where I stand with Switched at Birth or the other shows that you had mentioned and, you know, deaf people on TV. But I can tell you about Switched at Birth. I only saw a few episodes of Switched at Birth, just a few. And to be honest with you, I don't really relate with that show. It's not relatable for me. It only covers a specific deaf and hard of hearing, deaf or hard of hearing person, and it doesn't have people of color that are deaf. Maybe a few Hispanics, yes, but the focus is primarily on white people, Caucasians. So oftentimes people of color are quote-unquote window dressers, to be honest with you. I call or extras, as we call them. Not, I mean, they don't have a main role, you know, and they're not a principal character fulfilling a main role.
Got it.
So
okay.
Oftentimes, yeah, so oftentimes they're just for background purposes. And what I want to see is people of color being the main talent, them being front and center. And there's, you know, a lot of different stories and conflicts that could be represented that I'm not seeing. And I did post a few forums. Yeah, I did post on a few forums on my Facebook asking deaf people what their thoughts were about Switched at Birth. And a lot of them said that they didn't identify with the show and they didn't feel that it covered a lot of content and issues that they identify with on that program. So
okay,
we need stories that we relate.
To move things along, because we're running short on time, and I want to make sure that we get the follow-through in. What has happened in the week since that MTV event? I know that Nicole spoke, Jade, that Nicole spoke with you. Has anybody contacted you in terms of trying to open some doors?
Yes, well, when I wrote to Nicole from MTV, and I told her it was loosely based on her, she wrote me back. And to be honest with you, I've become used to people promising me things. You know, yeah, I'll contact you, we'll keep in touch, and then I don't receive a response. Or when they do respond, they later leave me hanging, which that means that the person isn't serious about my work, or, you know, they're not thinking about me, but more of themselves. And I'm used to that. I'm used to it. I mean, that's the way it is in the industry. So there's business cards that I've accumulated, and sometimes I'm like, okay, do I keep it or not? When I give them mine, do they keep it or not? But I've been looking at, or they've told me that they've looked at my stuff, my films, my TV ideas, concepts. And the only response I mean, I haven't really received too much response at this point, and I'm not keeping my hopes up. I mean, I usually don't do that. So we'll see. That's where I'm at right now. We'll see. It's in God's hands. So I really don't know. But I'm going to keep on contacting people and people like you. So that's where I'm at.
Well, one recommendation I would like to make is the possibility of calling Julie Menon, the head of the New York Commission of Mayor's Office of Entertainment and Media. because they have a number of projects. I think I mentioned this last week when I met you, Jade, was that they have a couple of projects. One is the Made in New York Writers Room. The other is the Project Women event that they're practically doing. That is going to try to develop two pilots that will be on NYC Life, and one of them will be made into a series, and that may provide an opening.
I submitted to them. I did. I submitted to them as well.
The Writers Room.
Yeah, the Writers Room.
Yeah.
Because the Writers Room, somebody from the Writers Guild of America East Branch will respond. They have agreed under this special program, and we talked with Julie several weeks ago on this program, that every entry up to 500, either by individual writers like yourself or writer-producers like yourself, or teams of people, duos of people, will get a response from the Writers Guild. They will get feedback on their scripts.
Well, I'm looking forward to that then, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue to, you know, write scripts and submit them to different competitors. And, you know, I've written content that I think that is good, so I've submitted it.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a
and
question.
Jane, go ahead.
I don't know if we have a few minutes for my Facebook followers to ask me any questions. Is there time for that or not? Most of them are deaf.
Oh, I see them typing.
Well, I'm afraid not, because we are expecting our other guests from Newfoundland, Canada, from Frontier, to come on in the next few minutes. But here's what we're going to do. First of all, Jade is going to come on BK Live, which is the Tamami Televised segment that I do every Monday locally here in the New York area on Brick TV, which is also posted on YouTube. So she'll be with us a week from Monday. That's November 14th. That is now a done deal. And secondly, we will continue to follow your situation, Jade. We're not going to drop the ball. This is one situation that is not going to get dropped. We want to definitely follow what you're doing in terms of trying to break into the TV field. We're thrilled that you got involved with the Made in New York Writers Room and the Women's Project. We're going to keep in touch and see what happens with the situation with the New York TV Festival. And we definitely would like to have you back, for sure. And we're going to give everybody how you can contact Jade and what she's up to, because this is somebody that I think could really open some doors, not just for herself, but for other people in her position. So here's Jade's, we're going to give you the email, and we're going to give you, as always, with the website. The website to find her work is jadefilm.com. It's jadefilm.com. And her email is jadefilm@gmail.com.
No S, right? Just film.
Right. So it's filmsingular@gmail.com. Jade and Interpreter, thank you very, very much for coming on. All the very best to you. As I said, we're not going to drop this story, because one of the things that we are dedicating on this program is to expand diversity, is to showcase the expansion of diversity on television among people of color. And that includes people of color who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, dealing with disability of some nature, because everybody in this democracy of television that's shaping up, particularly scripted TV, definitely should have an opportunity to be on, and that includes you. And we're very, very thankful that you came on the show today.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jade, and I acknowledge the applause. Have a great weekend, Jade. Take care, and thank you, our interpreter, for getting aboard. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jade Bryant joining me here in New York, here this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. When we come back, we will have the answer to our classic trivia question of the week. We'll have an up segment about two projects, one of which maybe Jade should get involved with, the Multicultural Sizzle Wheel Upfront. And we'll also have our guest from Klondike. It is just after 6 p.m. Newfoundland time, and we will have the co-creators of Discovery Canada's first scripted series, Klondike. Yes, Rob and Peter Blackie will join me after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best air radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, more than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for January Jones' most popular program, Sharing Success Stories. And you can catch an early edition tomorrow. Get your weekend off to a great start with January and her crew tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Yes, I know that's wee Pacific time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, remember, don't forget, this weekend is Daylight Savings Time, so tomorrow, before tomorrow night ends, don't forget to turn your clock back an hour so you get that extra hour of sleep as we go back to standard time. And don't forget the best BTR available 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow We Tell Live, an hour later than normal, this Friday afternoon of November 2016. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York, New York. Good to have you with us. 62 degrees at the top of the hour. We are expecting our folks from the new Newfoundland-based series, Frontier, coming Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on Discovery Canada, and that will be distributed worldwide via Netflix in early 2017. We expect them any minute. We're just went past 6 p.m. local time in Newfoundland. They are an hour and a half ahead of us, so they're already starting Friday night. If you have a question or comment for them, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Before we get to them, let's get to these wonderful words from our fine folks who sponsor this program, Audible.com. Doctor Strange is the new big hit movie in town, wherever the town is for you. Premiered earlier today. Looks like it's going to be a winner. And you don't have to wait to see the movie to enjoy that wonderful Marvel character. Why? Because Audible.com has just released an audiobook of Doctor Strange. And you can catch it using a trial subscription to Audible.com. Audible.com is from Amazon, and it's a wonderful way to catch spoken audio entertainment and information 24/7. With over 180,000 titles to choose from, remember you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now through Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televive, that's audibletrial.com/televive, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. And given it's from Amazon.com, the customer service there, absolutely supreme. So check out that supreme sorcerer himself, Doctor Strange, or any of the other 180,000 titles you like, every category represented, through audibletrial.com/televise. Remember, it's a great deal, one free audiobook, and a 30-day free trial to catch that book, listen, and enjoy over and over again. audibletrial.com/televise. audibletrial.com/televise. Check it out, and hear for yourself why Audible Trial is the great sound experience around. All right, we are still awaiting Rob and Peter Blackie. They're the co-creators and executive producers of Frontier, the first scripted series for Discovery Canada, owned by Bell Media, which is the Comcast of Canada. They own cable networks. They own cable systems as well. And this series premieres Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Deals with the fur trade of the 1700s in Canada, and it stars a wonderful talent named Jason Momoa. And if you haven't heard, it's a six-episode series that has already been renewed for its second season before it gets its first season going this weekend. And Netflix has agreed to distribute both seasons of the show starting in early 2017. So we are awaiting Robin Peter Blackie to join us live from Newfoundland, Canada, where it's just after 6 p.m. local time. They're, believe it or not, they're operating an hour and a half ahead of us, so Friday night is already happening for them. So before we hear them, we expect to have them any minute. Generally, if you're listening to us, give us a call, 646-652-2906, and we'll get you aboard. Right now, time for the answer to this week's classic trivia question. It was a question about peanuts and television. Unfortunately, we didn't get a winner, so no Twin Peaks FAQ with us for the winner. Anyway, here was the question that we posed on Monday's show. You know that Charlie Brown Christmas was the first Peanuts special, and it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown Halloween special, which was on CBS in 1966, was just presented by ABC. So our question was, name the second Peanuts TV special. Name the second Peanuts TV special. And remember the clue I gave you? Baseball was the theme? Well, the answer was Charlie Brown's All-Stars. That's the answer. It was all about baseball, and a very funny and wonderful special it was, too. Charlie Brown's All-Stars, appearing in the spring of 1966 on CBS, was the second Peanuts television animated special. That's our answer to this week's Classic Trivia question. Unfortunately, nobody got it, so we're not giving out Twin Peaks FAQ, the wonderful book about the classic 1990 ABC mystery series, David Lynch and Mark Frost, is being revived on Showtime next year. Not too far away from now, I might add, where last year's Frost and Lynch will write all the episodes and David Lynch will direct them, and many of the original cast members of Colin McLaughlin will be involved. Coming up next year on Showtime. So, we'll have another classic trivia question for you on Monday, and we'll give you a clue already. It will be dealing with Saved by the Bell, because Peter Engel, the executive producer of that program, will be one of our key guests that afternoon. So we'll post a question on Monday's show. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win Twin Peaks FAQ, and we will see if perhaps Peter will allow us the opportunity to give away one of the books of his new special book that he's coming out with about his TV career. So keep tuned to our show Monday. We'll see if that happens. We're trying to make it go. So we may have two books to give away for you on Monday's episode. So once again, this is the question. If you know the answer on Monday, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also tweet the answer using Twitter at #TWBT. That's #TWBT. The Twitter option is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch. The folks invite all of you to create your own social soundtrack. You can learn how at www.hopscotch.com. That's www.hopscotch.com. If you missed the question on Monday, we'll post it Tuesday morning on my Facebook page and my own Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get involved. Tell your friends to do so too. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. So be in there on Monday and be first and win. All right, we are still awaiting our duo from the wonderful new Discovery Canada series, Frontier. It premieres Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. They do not have separate time zone feeds, so it's got to be all one shot. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday night, six episodes starting this Sunday on Discovery Canada, which is available throughout Canada through Bell Media. So we're awaiting Robin Peter Blackie, the co-creator and executive producers. If you can hear us, get in at our phone number, 646-652-2906, and we'll get you immediately on the air. While we await them, let's go to Up as an Update. It's our regular feature where we catch you up on some of the guests and topics we've had on this program. And speaking of diversity, it was about a month ago that we brought you Kiki Melendez, the producer who organized a very special event here in New York on September 30th and then mid-October in Los Angeles, the Multicultural Sizzle Reel Up Front. It was a way to showcase 10 or 11 pilots for proposed television series, all featuring and produced by people of color. They were scripted, unscripted, talk shows, children's shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the response was really terrific. Well, here's our Up. Kiki Melendez, who was on this program on October 11th, now has been signed by the Abrams Artist Agency. It's one of the top talent agencies in the U.S. of A. And she'll be dealing directly under their vice president co-head of their literary department, Paul Weissman, to get those multicultural pilots, as many as possible, off the ground. And that's not all. Some people from some very influential production companies showed themselves at either one of the upfronts in New York or Los Angeles. One of them was Ozzy Arillo, the president of Tyler Perry Studios, which works, of course, with OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, as well as TLC. And here's what he had to say in a press release. Attending the UHF upfront was a great experience and an example of the untapped talent and original program that we have in our multicultural community. Another representative was the creative development person at Alexis, the company behind Ugly Betty, The Office, The Biggest Loser, and Jane the Virgin on the CW. And here's what Justin had to say. The talent, content, and production value was impressive. The founders put on an incredibly passionate event, and it's this kind of diverse movement reflective of the world today that Alexis always wants to be a part of. So let's see if Tyler Perry or Alexis or any other production venues, networks, etc., that were at either of the multicultural Sizzle Reel up front decide to take action, especially now that Kiki Melendez is being repped with her upfront situation by the Abrams Artist Agency. We will continue to update you on that development. And then on September 9th, we have the new executive producer of The List, the script syndicated television series that started on their stations 3 years ago and is now being syndicated nationally. Well, here's our up on that. The show is now being seen in 44 stations across the country, including stations in Atlanta, Seattle, and New Orleans. And that represents 28% of all U.S. television households. There are about now about 110 or so million U.S. TV homes around the nation. And again, 28% of them now can see the Scripps distributed series, The List. And that series is either being carried in most markets either at 7 o'clock or 7:30 p.m. local time. All right, that's our up for today. And right now we are still awaiting Robin Peter Blackie, the co-creators and executive producers of Frontier, which is launching this Sunday night on Discovery Canada, and then will be seen on Netflix in early 2017. That'll be here in the U.S. and around the world. So, Jen, we'll give you a few more minutes to get there, get on the phone with us, and be with us, and if not, we'll reschedule you for sometime down the road. Once again, Frontier is taking place Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on Discovery Canada, which is available on cable systems throughout that country. If you want more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.bellmedia.ca. Not com, CA. In Canada, organizations, ventures there use the CA domain as opposed to the com or org, et cetera, domain. So once again, that website is www.bellmedia.ca, and then after that, you go to /PR/TV/Discovery/Frontier, and it'll give you all the information about the show, its star, Jason Momoa, and how the plot goes. It deals with the fur trade of the 1700s, and it is shot on location in beautiful, ultra-high definition, in that neck of Canada. All right, it is looking that for some reason or another, we are not able to get Robin Peter Blackie. We apologize for that. We're going to see what the situation was with the technical breakdown or whatever the logistical breakdown was, and we will reschedule them for an upcoming episode, hopefully before the end of this month. So, again, Frontier. This Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Discovery Canada. That will be carried on Netflix starting in early 2017 here in the United States and all throughout the world. Once again, if you want to know more about the program, go online to www.bellmedia.ca. That's bellmedia.ca. Then go to /PR/TV/Discovery/Frontier. And again, we apologize for not having them on the air, and we will try to get them on a future episode before the end of the month. Before we turn you about our guests coming up and we wrap things up for this Friday afternoon and get you going on a weekend that takes us out of daylight savings time into standard time all over the country, I want to give a shout out to two organizations that have reprinted a column that I did earlier this week for MediaVillage.com, the wonderful media analysis and commentary site headed by our good friend Jack Myers. I wrote a column earlier this year, it's the third of a series, about Sinclair, the largest broadcast station group here in the United States that is getting involved more and more in the programming arena, both original and acquired. One of the projects they're doing is Comet TV. This marks its first anniversary around Halloween time, available as either as a multicast channel, both on broadcast stations, the digital signal of those stations, or on cable. In some cases, there's a must-carry or retransmission consent rule. You should know that Comet is a joint venture between Sinclair and MGM. And I want to thank both TV News Check, the website that follows the media, thanks to its wonderful editorial team led by Harry Jessel and Mark Miller, as well as World Bank of Canada's RBC Capital Outlook, that this morning reprinted the story, also a summary, as part of their latest media outlook to their investment community. So thank you to TV News Check and RBC, the World Bank of Canada, for including the story. Okay, guess what? We do have, right now, live from Newfoundland, where it is just after 6 p.m. local time, we've got the co-creators and executive producers of Frontier, Rob and Peter Blackie. Gentlemen, oh, I thought we had them, but apparently we don't. All right, gentlemen, try again, and we will get you on. They just gave the call. They just heard us, so we're trying to get them hooked up. Let's try again. And so, gentlemen, hook us, get hooked up again. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as you hook up, we will get you on. So you got to ring us at 646-652-2906. And once you call that number, we will get you hooked up. And I understand that the X-Lounge has joined our chat room. Happy to have you with us. That's at our homepage, SimonApple04. That's the chat room, SimonApple04. That's blogbookery.com/televised. So, X-Lounge, great to have you with us. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us the ring, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room if you have anything to say. We really would appreciate it. And once again, to the folks from Frontier, give us the ring, 646-652-2906, and we will put you on the air. We just had them on. For some reason, they just got knocked off. So try again. And I believe, yes, we are finally going to get them. So let's try it again. Joining us live from Newfoundland, Canada, where it is now Friday night, their local time, the creators of Frontier, Rob and Peter Blackie. Rob and Peter, thanks for coming on. Rob and Peter, are you there? Hang on, we're going to try again. They just dropped for some reason. They're not getting through. So let's try it again and see what happens. And thanks again to the X-Lounge for coming aboard. We'll try one more time and see if we can get them. Again, 646-652-2906. And we apologize again. Apparently they are just calling us, and for some reason the line is dropping. And we're going to try one more time. And if we get them, we'll go as close to our hour as we can, because we have to leave you at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 Pacific, which will be 6:30 their time. So we'll give them one more minute to see if they can come on the board. Come on board. So we'll give them another 30, 45 seconds, see if they can come on board. And if not, we will have to give it up for the day. Okay, it looks like we had some technical breakdown. We thought we had them, and then for some reason they dropped out. So we're going to reschedule Rob and Peter one final time. Frontier is the show. Premieres this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Discovery Canada. Once again, to find out more details online, here's where you go, bellmedia.ca. That's bellmedia.ca. We got some wonderful episodes coming your way this coming week on Swabby Televised. Monday, a wonderful hour for you. We will have the executive producer of Investigations Discovery's new series, People Magazine Investigates. All right. Let's see if third time is a charmer. Rob and Peter Blackie from Frontier, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
How Very you fine, thank you. We're going to go quick, unfortunately. We were waiting for you for a long time. We're happy to finally connected. So, by the way, are you related in some way? Brothers, cousins, whatever?
Yeah, we're brothers. And we apologize for being late. We got trapped on the floor and we're spinning too many plates. So, sorry for being late. But thanks for having us.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start our interview today. We're going to bring you back on an upcoming episode. Fair enough, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
All right. Peter, we'll start with you. How long were you thinking about putting this series together? What inspired you to do a series about the fur trade of the 1700s?
Well, I guess we've been working on this for about 3 years. We've had for a long time an interest in doing, a period piece. And when the opportunity came up for us to pursue this with Discovery, we pounced on it and dove deep into the research, and it's been a sort of flat-out blitz from there.
And, Rob, you're doing this in beautiful countryside all around Newfoundland, all around your country. What's it been like to put this show together, do it in ultra-high def, and not only get the attention of Discovery Canada, but also of Netflix?
Well, you know, Pete and I both live in Newfoundland around here. We both grew up in Gander, Newfoundland. So to live here, to be able to work here is a dream. To be able to shoot here is a dream. The stuff that we do, particularly the exteriors that we're doing, you know, we're shooting in bogs and lakes and rivers and sort of backwoods trails. It's like exactly how Pete and I both grew up in Gander. And always, both of us, since we were young, you know, always wanted to kind of capture that sort of magical feeling of the outdoors of Newfoundland on film. So it's an absolute honor and a joy.
Rob, it's very understandable to do something about the history of your country. I'm curious why you decided to do the fur trade. What about that time? What about that era for both of you said, we've got to do a show about this?
That's a great question. The reason that we picked this particular period in time is – not to go too deep into it, but the history of the fur trade in Canada started about 100 years, a little over 100 years before our story is set, and we're set in the late 1700s. The reason we picked this time is that the Hudson's Bay Company essentially had dominion and granted control from King Charles II to essentially have a monopoly on a vast tract of land covering most of the northern part of the continent, specifically for the fur trade. And the only company to ever properly rival the Hudson's Bay Company in the fur trade is the Northwest Company. And the Northwest Company was formed by a bunch of much smaller interests, mainly out of Montreal, who could no longer compete against one another and against the Hudson's Bay Company. So they were forced, it's kind of like the Rebel Alliance was forced to come together to take on the empire. That's essentially why we picked this era, because this is just at the emergence of these two giants forming and slugging it out for several decades.
Peter, have you done, you and your brother done television before?
Yes, we have. We've been working together for close to 10 years. Our production company did for 6 years a television show that was also shot here and made here in St. John's, Newfoundland, called The Republic of Doyle. It was a very different show from what this one is, but we made that here for 6 years. It was a one-hour scripted drama, and we've also done some smaller projects, a little bit of docu-reality TV, and a couple of documentary features.
And you've got a lot of very interesting talent working with you, both in front of and behind the camera. I mentioned earlier before you came on, Jason Momoa, who is the star of your show, who I hear gives a terrific performance. But also, you've got the folks who did the Warner Brothers hit with The Rock Johnson, San Andreas.
Yeah, Brad Peyton directed that. And Brad actually happens to be from the same town that we are in Newfoundland, so we've known him for a long time. But he's been down working in Hollywood for a number of years, but he worked with us for a little bit on the on our previous television show. And when we had this in the works with Discovery, we kind of pitched it to him, not knowing if he might be interested, but he and his partner, Jeff Fearson, were both very interested in looking at it. And we kind of grew it and moved forward from there, and they helped us take it out in Los Angeles and convince Netflix to pursue it. And from there, things grew. And as you say, there are a lot of really talented people working on the show in front and behind the camera. We're really, really lucky that Jason Momoa had traction with it. And we have a handful of other, like, really exceptional people in the show, and we consider ourselves very lucky to be in that situation.
Rob, we have only a couple of minutes left. What do you hope, as I said, we are going to have you back on later in the month. What do you hope people get out of the series starting Sunday night?
Oh, you know, like, that's a hard one. We hope they're entertained. We hope that they're surprised. And one of the things that we're constantly sort of striving for in the rendering of the show is to try to give people an experience that has some kind of newness to it. And hopefully the dream, I guess, would be that the story somehow resonates with people, and that it's not just, you know, sort of the hour of viewing, but it kind of resonates with them, and they think about it when they're not watching it, if you know what I mean.
Well, once again, the series is Frontier. It premieres this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on Discovery Canada, which is owned by Bell Media, which is the sort of Comcast, if you will, one of the largest, you know, producer of both cable networks and cable systems, operator cable systems in Canada. If you want more details about the program online, go to this website, www.bellmedia.ca. For those who didn't hear me earlier, in Canada, CA is the usual domain name that is used in place of .org, .com, et cetera, in Canada. So it's www.bellmedia.ca. And once again, starting early next year, the show will be seen here in the United States and around the world via Netflix. Rob, Peter Blackie, co-creators, executive producers of Frontier, thank you for joining us early evening your time. We apologize for the delay, and what we'll do is we will have you back for a full interview before the month is out, and that time we'll hopefully get some feedback about how the show goes.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Same here. All the very best to you. Good luck with the premiere Sunday night. Congratulations on the second season renewal also, and on the Netflix deal too.
Great. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too.
Robin Peter Blackie joining us live from Newfoundland, Canada, exclusively this half hour on Smart Each Other. And once again, because they came on late, we will reschedule them for a full interview on this program later this month. Final time, Frontier, Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Discovery Canada. And coming in early 2017 on Netflix. Monday on Tomorrow We Televised, we kick it off with Thomas Cutler, the executive producer of People Magazine's new foray into television. It's on Investigation Discovery Monday night, People Magazine Investigates. And then an innovative exclusive, the executive producer who made Saved by the Bell a major TV phenomenon, beyond its Saturday morning time period. Peter Engel will join us. And then a special two-hour edition coming your way 1 week from today. We kick it off with The Price is Right, marking 45 years on the air through CBS. We've got the executive producer, one of our favorite guests around, Mike Richards, who also executive produces Let's Make a Deal, also on that network. Then we got a great internet radio exclusive for you, the new executive producer and writer of Crackle's popular series, The Art of More, starting its second season, mid-November, Brandon Kelly. Then our second hour, we kick it off with one of the creative executive producers of the popular Amazon series, Red Oaks, Joe Gengemi. And finally, we'll discuss a very tough topic, the topic of human trafficking. It's the subject, we'll be discussing a very interesting topic. It's a new special on Logo, which has been running later this month, called Hungry. It's all about three chefs who are trying to make it through equal pay and equal respect in their profession. We'll have the award-winning producer director, Patty Ivins. Patty Ivins from Hungry, coming later this month on Logo, will be with us. Two-hour mission coming your way, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. That's noon, 2 p.m. Pacific, right here, a week from today on Suave Televised. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, either way, go to our homepage and join the folks that catch us on replay. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version during the weekend at iTunes.com and Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. We love hearing from you. What do you think about our program? What do you think about Jay Bryan and her efforts to try to break the barrier of getting deaf and hearing impaired people of color into television? We really want to hear you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are from. That's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. It's also how you get involved in our regular feature, Show to Know. Is there a TV program you think doesn't get enough attention? Well, we want to give it attention. You let us know. We showcase it. You get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at #UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. However you get involved, we appreciate it. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toad's Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, Saturday night, turn the clocks back before you sleep to get that extra hour going from daylight savings time to standard time for the next few months. Again, turn that clock back Saturday night. That way you get the extra hour of sleep. You deserve it. And we will catch you back here Monday on standard time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio. Of course, all weekend long, be safe and be great out there. Please, it's appreciated. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.